our questions.
Don't just exist, live live on AWR SID Media.
Pastor Kennedy, do we have you on? Good afternoon to you, sir, and welcome to Live.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much. And for the trust in that we find you well on this Wednesday afternoon.
Sure, please.
Ah, marvelous stuff. Marvelous stuff. And Mfundisi, thank you once again for accepting to be in the hot seat this week where you answer these somewhat tough for us lay people questions. But I'm sure men of your caliber eat these type of questions for breakfast. Is it possible that God doesn't exist? Hey, Mfundisi, like I said, men such as yourself eat these types of questions for breakfast. So this is a question that we're having from our questions this week, Mfundisi, for the Wednesday edition. Is it possible? I mean surely. Let's just humor us, Gangani Mfundisi, and I'm sure God won't strike us down for blasphemy. But is it possible that God doesn't exist?
Thank you so much for that question. Is it possible that God doesn't exist?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is it is not possible. But how? How is it not possible that God doesn't exist?
Okay.
You know, if we say God doesn't exist, we are actually, in short, supporting evolution, which is not supposed to be the case as Christians, or not even as Christians, even those that don't believe in God. When they are saying God does not exist, they are simply saying we are supporting evolution. Do you know that within the past 50 years, there has been many or large amount of scientific data that disprove evolution, which actually comes down, if at all we are talking about the existence of God. You know, I always tell people to say the more we question the existence of God with an open mind, mm-hmm. the more we even learn more about his existence, because you will discover that without God, one cannot even have the strength and the ability to even question the existence of God.
Mm.
Let me repeat that. The more we question the existence of God, with an open mind, the more we even learn more about his existence, because we will understand and discover that without God, we are unable to question that, his existence. And listen here, and we need to understand also that the Bible does not open with the existence of God, but it opens with the works that God, who is already existing,
mm-hmm.
Has done, because God existed before the Bible existed. So the Bible opens with the works that God has done, because the Bible says, in the beginning, God created. So God, who existed already in the beginning, now opens scripture to show us what God has created. So that simply means whatever we see, including ourselves, we are not... We did not just exist of our own.
Mm-hmm.
There is someone who created us, who is self-existing, who is God. So when one begins to read scripture, what they are reading is not actually a defense about the existence of God, but actually what the God who already exists has done and created. So the Bible doesn't stand to prove the existence of God, but rather to show us what this God has done. So if one approaches and reads the Bible to find out arguments about does God exist, they'll fail it, because we are living in a time now where people only want to believe the existence of God if at all there are some scientific and things that we see now which proves the existence of God. So when you're dealing with a human being, if at all there is no scientific proof that God exists,
yeah.
they will turn it down, which is not the case. So basically we discover that the Bible opens with us to show us what God has done and what God has created. If the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, you and me, we are in this earth. So meaning whatever comes with the earth is created by God. There is a maker and a creator behind that. Actually, someone says, if theology is the study of God and his works, then the existence of God is as foundational to theology as the existence of rocks to geology.
Sorry to jump in there, man, but I hear your answer and I love your discourse, nice and fluent and well thought out. My challenge is that your discourse is prepared for Christians. You are answering the question as though it says, is it possible that Christians can think God do not exist? And you are then answering based on that, giving scriptural references and accounts and so forth. But the question is not that, Mfundisi. The question is saying, in general, and perhaps the listener who asked this is an atheist not believing, and they are saying, is it possible God is not existing? And you are quoting Genesis chapter 1. They don't believe in Genesis chapter 1. I hear you raising the argument of evolution. Perhaps they are a Scientologist, Mfundisi, who believes that we are a result of DNA planted on this planet from aliens. We don't believe in evolution. That surely can then be an argument that falls away as well. Surely there must be something more we can hold on to than to quote Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
Thank you so much. You would wish to know, to say, what does not exist has never come to the mind of a human being. What does not exist has not come to the mind of a human being. As long as that atheist or anybody has thought about either the existence of God or not the existence of God, is proof enough that God exists.
Do you stand by that account? To say what does not exist and has come to a mind or has not come to the mind, because I'm thinking, I mean, of the many mythical creatures, mermaids and some griffons and whatnot exist. Are you saying just because they entered the mind of some creative artist, they then have existed somewhere? I mean, aliens, just for themselves, just the word aliens, they exist in people's imaginations. Are they now saying they exist somewhere because they have entered our minds? Is that the submission you're bringing across?
Not really in that case, but when I say since the discussion and the argument about the existence of God has approached and reached the mind of a person, then automatically it exists, automatically God exists. Uh-huh. Not in that sense, but
it only works for God.
Exactly, this is an issue actually.
No, Pastor, it can't be something that just works for one and not the other, Moses. It can't be an argument that says it only works for God. Everyone else who does it doesn't work for them. I don't know. I don't know, Mfundisi. Surely that cannot be what we would want to give our listeners this afternoon.
Okay, thank you. So I'm not saying that the fact that the topic or the word God has come to the mind, then automatically the issue of God, then it implies that God exists. But I'm saying there is nothing that has ever crossed the mind of a person which has never existed. Now, in my explanation, to explain that statement, I am saying, let me just add some flesh to that statement. Let me just add some flesh to that statement.
Okay.
The issue to deal with God, atheists have come and atheists have gone. This is an issue actually which many people have confirmed that indeed there is an error even in the side of atheists, because it is something that even themselves have failed to prove. Even themselves have failed to prove that God doesn't exist, such that at the end, for example, when we come to God, we will talk about thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not do this. And then when we go to atheism, you discover that there are atheists actually who fail and feel guilty in line with killing. Now, why are they feeling guilty when we are dealing and talking about issues of killing? That actually originates from God. So automatically you discover that the fact that it approaches their mind, and even the way they take it, actually, it shows that God exists. When an atheist, if for example, he is a person who goes to sleep with their wife to an atheist will actually question that man and actually even threaten divorce. That alone is coming from the Bible. That is from the Bible. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Already, you discover that an atheist has some component and element of believing in what Scripture and God Himself says.
Hey, Mfundisi, I'm going to then give you 1 minute. Unfortunately, my time has run out. Just to wrap up your thoughts as we will need to move forward.
Okay, thank you so much. So to wrap up our thoughts, I will conclude in saying it is not possible that we can conclude that God does not exist, because that is why actually since time immemorial, we've had philosophers rise, atheists rise, writing something about defending God's existence, and also others writing that God does not exist. Mm-hmm. It is a thing actually which is still going on. If indeed there is a proof that God does not exist, we would actually have one document and mm-hmm. one book that indicates and shows to us that indeed God does not exist. But when you go to even social media, or you go to internet, Chrome and Google, you discover that the same atheists will write different things and even argue each other concerning the existence and concerning the non-existence of God. So basically, I conclude and say it is not possible that we can conclude that God does not exist, because we exist because there's someone who created us. For example, if I call an atheist, you are a monkey. An atheist will actually even want to sue me. Why are they suing me? Because they are not agreeing that they are a monkey and they're coming from a monkey. Because there is some inner spirit in them that tells them to say, you are not self-existent, you see? Yeah, okay, so basically I conclude it's not possible that God does not exist.
All right, Pastor. All right, I'm really excited and willing we could maybe further this discussion on another platform. But for now, we'll have to wrap it up there. There you have it, my dear friends. Thank you once again, Mfundisi. Have yourself a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you so much. I'm glad, and have a blessed afternoon.
Thank you. That is Pastor Kennedy Mukuka joining us as we talk about these important matters. What's your take? Does God exist, not exist? Is the pastor done justice? I don't know. You tell me.
Don't just exist. Live. Live on AWR SID Media.